USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Americans say they're ready to take a vacation again after mostly being stuck at home during the pandemic. More than half of American adults are now at least partially vaccinated, and many say they feel safe getting back on a plane again. AAA is estimating 37 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from their homes for the Memorial Day weekend. Ahead of the Memorial Day holiday on Monday, President Biden is delivering remarks to military families in Hampton, Virginia.
Many of you likely have lost friends and colleagues in Afghanistan and Iraq. I know this is personal to you, especially as you head into Memorial Day weekend. We as a nation will always remember and pay tribute to those we lost.
President Biden also releasing his $6 trillion budget for the year 2022. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
House Republicans are demanding Speaker Nancy Pelosi allow investigation into the origins of COVID-19. They sent a letter to the California Democrat signed by 209 Republicans. President Biden says Americans are not just saving lives by getting vaccinated, they're getting their lives back.
More than 165 million Americans so far have done their patriotic duty, 165 million, and gotten at least one shot.
Biden, speaking in Alexandria, Virginia, says we've gone from pain and stagnation to an economy moving faster than it has in nearly 40 years. The president continuing to push his goal of having 70% of all adult Americans with at least one shot by July 4th.
To hit 70% and keep sprinting through the finish line is what we're all about. If we succeed, we can celebrate our independence from the virus together on the 4th of July as we celebrate our independence as a nation.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The debate over vaccine passports is being ramped up a notch. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas causing a stir when he talked about the topic on ABC's Good Morning America.
We're taking a very close look at that. You know, one of our principles that has guided us throughout this pandemic is the value of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and making sure that any passport that we provide for vaccinations is accessible to all and that no one is disenfranchised. And so we're taking a very close look at that.
Florida is being taken to court over its new law targeting big tech companies. The law aims to stop social media companies from removing people from their sites without explanation. Two tech groups are suing, saying protections for free speech are being violated. This as calls continue on Capitol Hill to break up big tech. Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren, one of those leading that charge.
30 years ago, Facebook, Google, and Amazon did not exist. Now, they are among the most valuable and best known companies in the entire world. Now, it's a great story, but it is also a story about the dangers of monopolies and anti-competitive actions. Today's big tech companies have grown so giant and so powerful that they threaten our economy, our society, and our very democracy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.